The South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, is drawing a wide variety of musical talent from Wisconsin again this year. From public radio favorites Count This Penny to Milwaukee rapper Wave Chappelle. Also this year, Milwaukee's Group of the Altos, which has been described as post-rock or avant-garde with influences of horror, heavy metal, and 1970s AM radio rock. I recently sat down with Altos frontman Daniel Spack and singer Mariel Allschwang to talk about how Altos went from two members to 16.
It was me and Tom Duffy got together and we were just screwing around, basically. And we would write one long composition, and then as soon as we felt like we had it pretty good, we would stop playing it and then try another one. And then Sean Stefani showed up and thought it was totally interesting. So then we had a member, and it was like, maybe we're a band.
And now you're 16 members. How did that original small minimalist concept get so big?
Yeah, I mean, we very pushily grabbed certain members. Like Mariel, actually, we saw her perform one night, and I was not accepting no for an answer.
I was playing a solo show, and one of our other members was in a sort of string quartet teddy kind of number.
Yeah.
So we were sharing a bill, so she brought a lot of members of Altos there, and yeah, Daniel came and talked to me, and I was charmed.
Aww.
You've collaborated with Justin Vernon in Volcano Choir. Most people would know Justin from his work in Bon Iver. What kind of influence has he had on you?
Oh, yeah, it's massive. I mean, it just learned zillions about how to work with, you know, especially vocalists. I had never really worked with a vocalist in my life, so, you know, it shaped a lot of how I figured out phrasing and everything. And just the idea that vocals could be this other instrument that you used.
Because, yeah, you saw yourself as an instrumentalist first and foremost. You were pretty reluctant to sing.
Yeah, horribly reluctant. It was never a thing in my head or heart that said that I should even attempt it.
Your music is described as post-rock, which is a title that you say doesn't mean a whole lot to you. But you seem okay with your songs being described as having a dark side.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that first record is a little bit dark, and it has a lot to do with, I mean, everybody's lives at that time, you know.
Well, I've read that horror is a big influence on your music.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
that about?
That's a great question, and if you asked everyone in the group, you would get a different answer.
And now you're playing South by Southwest. Do you see this as an opportunity?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I seek out every opportunity, you know. And, like, we just came out with a record that I think is really great, and hopefully that means something, you know. So if we don't do everything that we can to get it somewhere, then, you know, shame on us.
Typical plain spoken Midwestern straightforward thoughts from Daniel Spack. Milwaukee's Group of the Altos is one of many acts in Wisconsin playing the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas.
I always found
what do you think?
Should I do it again?
No. And you're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.